Hello and welcome to the One Hope Podcast, where faith and life connect. A podcast done by One Hope Church in Gig Harbor, Washington. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Brendan, and doing my second podcast for One Hope Church. Here we go. We're going to be reading from the book of Luke. And it is the book of Luke, chapter 10, 1 through 24. Jesus sends out the 72. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you, heal the sick who are there, and tell them the kingdom of God has come near to you. But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust on your own town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you.' Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethesda! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sodom, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sodom at the judgment than you. And you, Capernaum, you will be lifted to the heavens. No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. Whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." Then the 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us by your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." After that, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chose to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see, for I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." After reading, I think what comes to mind, a couple of things. I like how when Jesus sends out the 72, he sends them two by two. And it's kind of a reminder that the Christian walk is not something that you do on your own. It's something you actually do as a team, as a group effort. And I like that Jesus doesn't send them on their own. It's like, no, you need someone with you. Go with this person, go with that person. And I think it's also interesting that they come back and they say, "You know, Lord, we did all these amazing things in your name." And I like how Jesus basically, it's not a priority whether it's more important that your name is written in the book of life than whatever ability you may possibly have. You know, and that's something I kind of have to remind myself. You know, sometimes I'm hard on myself because I feel like I'm not doing X, Y, and Z. But then I kind of remind myself that, you know, suppose I am doing X, Y, and Z, but my name quite possibly is not written in the book of life. That's a problem. And it's interesting that how later on Jesus would say that many would say to me, "Lord, Lord, we did all these things in your name." And he said, "I never knew you. Get away from me." The bottom line is your name written in the book of life? And that's something that I think we could all ponder and think about. I think it's important to think about. I think it's a good thing to think about. I think another part that really stood out to me that I thought was quite interesting. Jesus says, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample over snakes and scorpions and overcome all the powers of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice in that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice in your names are written in heaven." What sort of comes to mind are a couple of things. It emphasizes that Jesus has authority and power over Satan and his demons. It kind of reminds me of the scene in the Chronicles of Narnia when the White Witch comes to claim Esmond, and Aslan makes an agreement with her to save Esmond. They discuss for a little bit, and as she's leaving, she goes, "How will I know you'll keep your promise?" And Aslan roars at her, and she immediately sits down. That underneath it all, Aslan still has authority and power over her. As supposedly as powerful as the White Queen is, she's actually helpless in the presence of Aslan. And that's very encouraging to know that Jesus gave us that same authority. What also comes to mind was a video I watched years ago. And it was actually footage taken in Africa. And it's a waterhole. And in this waterhole is a huge herd of hippopotamus. Now, one thing you need to know about hippos, they're extremely dangerous. They're extremely aggressive. They are one of the most dangerous animals in all of Africa. Like, to get near one or to go into its territory is one of the worst decisions you could make. Well, at this waterhole filled with these hippos comes along this gigantic, magnificent elephant. And it looks like a huge male, and he has these big tusks. And he's gigantic, and he just walks to the edge of the waterhole, and all the hippos look at him, and they immediately make way for him. They immediately clear a path for him. And the elephant doesn't have to flex. He doesn't have to make noise. He doesn't have to do anything. He just walks forward. And the hippos all clear out because they know, I have no authority or power over this thing. This guy is way bigger than me. And in a way, that is sort of the authority that Jesus has given us. That as fearsome as I am, as dangerous as I am, I can't go toe-to-toe with that thing. And that's very encouraging. It's very empowering, but at the same time, it's also a reminder that It doesn't matter whether or not you're casting out demons or doing X, Y, and Z. I mean, those things are good, but is your name written in the book of life? And that is something very important that I think every believer needs to think about when we stand before God. So. This was pretty good. This was a good read. So I'm probably gonna pray us out and end it here. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, God, thank you. Thank you for all the wonderful people at One Hope. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given all of us to serve. Abba, I just want to pray that for the people of One Hope, and honestly, God, for many of our communities in Gig Harbor, that they would contemplate, they would think about, is my name in the book of life? they would really wrestle with that, is my name in the Book of Life? Because that's something very important that I think everybody should think about. And I just want to pray that for our community, that they would process that and consider that, God. But also a reminder, Jesus, that there is no obligation. It's not about what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. It's, do I know you? Do I know you? You know, because you're not a force, you're not an energy, you're not rules or regulations, you're a person. You are our Heavenly Father, and you want to have a relationship with each of us, all simply because you love us. So thank you. I pray all this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So that's the end of the podcast. So hope everybody has a really good day. Bye.